Yo, what's going on, world? It's your homeboy Cuff with the Brain Surfing Podcast. I started my podcast with the goal of helping couples get a better understanding of why their counterpart thinks and operates the way they do. As time went on, I continued to do this, but with more focus on relationships in general. Like I always say, the way you view things determines how those things make you feel. For more raw, uncensored content, you can subscribe to my other tier on Spotify for only $2.99 per month. But like I said, it's your homeboy Cuff. Come catch these waves.
Armageddon Productions.
Preview.
Go! He do, bro. This nigga Hans gonna be one of the shit.
Hell,
done.
I'll send a snap right after I fuck.
See?
I mean, that's fair, though.
See, this nigga got a problem, too. He's always like, he has a problem with fucking first. He said, like, if we both going for a bitch and I hit first, this nigga just, like, he turned off completely. Which I understand to a point, because honestly, I really don't be looking at a female like that when I know my homie's fucking with her. It's weird. I be looking at her different when I know, like, my...
Well, nah, I feel you on that. But if we both man. Going for the same chick, though... And like,
yeah, that's different.
One time, me and Ben was going for this, bro. This bitch was big. She's finesse though. On social media, she acted like she wasn't that big, bro. But she was big as hell in person, bro. So, Ben, tell this nigga, bro.
Pop, yeah,
bro.
Lee, she was huge, but my mom was flaming me.
Man. Your mom was damn.
That's why I'm careful about the bitches.
We be smoking and shit. I'm like, shit, what you on, bro? Should kick a Leah today. I'm like, nigga, I'm gonna kick it with Leah today, bro. But nah, bro, this bitch, I was actually supposed to take her to my crib. And I, bro, as soon as I saw her, I'm like, there's no way I can take her to my house, bro. Cause my mom,
bro,
my mom sees the type of bitches that I bring to the crib, bro. She would be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, my OG was not full, bro.
Hell,
bro. Yeah, bro. And so I just ended up getting some top, bro, in my backseat and shit. And, could have fucked, but I don't know. She was too big,
bro.
But this nigga Ben, bro, tell him about your experience
with her. Man, fuck that bitch, bro. I mean, yeah, she just like, I just hit her up on something because she.
What's the movie thing, bro? That shit was funny.
Man, but the crazy thing is, bro, you know how I got this bitch? I got this bitch first. The fact that this nigga Hans got head actually had me hot for a little bit. But at the time, though, I mean, let me just explain, though. At the time, bro, I had an option, bro. I was fucking with, like, 4 bitches at the time, so I didn't really care. She was just one of my bitches I found off of Facebook. Matched with her. I was like, oh, damn, send me her. He seen the catfish pictures that she posted on everything. He's like, oh, send me her snap. Yeah. So this nigga got active quick. And meanwhile, I was just fucking my other bitches. I didn't really care like that. And, bro, he ended up linking with her. I was just talking to her here and there. Acting like I was going to link, but we didn't link. And this nigga, boom, linked with her right away, bro. But anyways, fast forward to when I hit her up. She had moved to Chicago. She came back and shit. Well, I hit her up like, you trying to smoke? I scooped and shit. Man, I smoked this bitch up and everything. Brought her to the room. And, like, this bitch is just trying to act different. And, like, what the fuck, bro? Like, bitch is not trying to get on the bed or nothing, bro. I turned the movie on and shit. I'm like, you know, we can finish this movie tomorrow. That's why I ended up telling her. And I ended up
wait, so you paid for the room, everything?
No, I brought her to the crib, bro. That's when she met my OG.
Okay, okay.
That's when she met my OG. Right, hell right, no. Bro, not that big. Hell no, bro. Bro, as soon as I seen her, bro, my mom was, like, generally concerned. Like, she wasn't even flaming. My mom was like, you know what my mom said? My mom was like, why would you do that to yourself? She literally, that's what she said, bro. She was like, my mom said, how you can do that? How you can do that to yourself?
Oh, shit.
She was like, not even flaming. She was like, concerned for her health. Like, yeah. That shit was so bad, bro. It was funny as hell, bro.
Your mom funny as hell for that,
she
bro.
Said, how you can do that to yourself?
Damn.
Hey, but if you had to guess her weight, what would you guess?
Bro, at least 350.
Bro, she's 400 for sure.
She's 400? You think?
Yeah, gotta be. Yeah, bro,
she's huge. And she only 21, too. Like, damn.
And she's huge, bro.
Damn, big stepper.
He's a big stepper.
I mean, low-key, bro. Nah, P, bro, if you would've seen her pics and shit, bro. You would have just think she was just like, you know, just a little BBW, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? A little black BBW,
like
3
years old.
No, bro.
How old she was?
She knew the angles. She just turned 21.
She was that big?
Yeah, bro.
I matched with this bitch last summer. It's crazy. I matched with her last summer. I just linked with her this year.
Man, I can't hit a bitch that big, bro. Like, there's this other, like, light-skinned girl, bro, that I was fucking with. I got in head from her a few times this summer. Met her on the Black App and shit. And, man, she, bro, the first time I went to her crib, bro, and I was, like, getting head with what the fuck, bro, I couldn't even get hard, bro.
Damn.
Because she was huge. I don't know. She's like, Ben, you saw her, bro.
Yeah, man.
This nigga Ben was hounding me for her shit, too.
Bro, the way you described the top game, bro, I had to, bro. The way you described the head, bro, I was like, God damn, bro. I was like, I need me a snow, a soul snatcher. A soul snatcher, bro.
I've gotten head from her, like, three times, bro, and I did not last 5 minutes
each time, bro. This nigga's a savage, man. I don't know any other nigga that be doing that, bro.
What?
Like, just trying to just fuck with a bitch, yeah. Just get top. Actually, you and my nigga Dom be doing the same shit. This nigga will strictly hit a bitch up for top and will not hit and just finesse. And he'll do that shit like five times. And they fold every time.
I mean, she beats 300, 350 pounds shit.
No. Yeah, he's saying that. But my nigga Dominic, though, this nigga had this little Mexican bitch. Like, she was like a regular bitch. This nigga that would only get top from her. Like,
I had this bitch to come to the crib, man, right? I say in the apartments over there in Blaine.
Yeah.
She would come through, give me some of the best head in the world, right? And you leave.
I'm not want to fuck.
But she never let me fuck, though.
For real? She even let you all? Oh, okay.
She was not trying. Bro, nigga, one time, bro, she'll get ass naked, won't be ass nigga socks. Oh, she want everything, no hat, do-rag, watch, nuts. She want all everything ass naked, bro. I must read down to the pussy one time. I'm like, nigga, this motherfucker's soaking motherfucking wet. I'm like, damn, I can't. No, I just want to suck your dick. I'm like, what
she
the
fuck? She had a nigga or something, too.
I don't know what the fuck was going on, but nigga, that motherfucker wet as hell, boy.
Hey, man, you can ask them, bro. I'm picky about, like, my bodies. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, I probably got 17, 18 bodies probably or something like that.
Oh, yeah,
like,
you 27?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's not bad at all, shit.
When it comes to getting head, bro, I might be in the 50s, bro. I've had a lot of bitches. It's crazy, bro.
Yeah.
For real, like. And, like, I don't know, because most of the bitches I hit were, like, fine, bro, decent as hell. Like, yeah, I hit a couple, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, probably, we like, all have.
I just want to say, man, summer 2020 Ben was a different kind of savage. I just want to say that. Hans, bro, tell this nigga Pierre about summer 2020 Ben, bro.
Yeah, bro, this nigga, bro, I was actually impressed, bro, when I met this nigga, because how hard he worked, bro. This dude had like 7 dating apps. Bro, this nigga would be texting one hoe, FaceTiming one hoe, bro. I'm like, damn, bro. This nigga is on it, bro. I never met a nigga like, for real.
Yeah, I was going crazy, and that's when I met Leah. So I wasn't really tripping like that. I was just like, oh, okay, it's whatever.
Honestly, I didn't even fuck with her until like after Andrea, remember?
Yeah.
That was, like, probably, like, November or some shit.
So, yeah, last summer, I'm going to say, I met this one shorty. She was, like, 18, just turned 18, too, off of Tinder, bro.
Oh, the one with the big titties,
the black girl? No, it wasn't a black girl. It was a white girl. The nerdy white girl.
Yeah, that girl was a bitch, like, Samaja or whatever.
Oh, yeah, fuck that bitch, bro. I might be talking about her. I'm not talking about the black girl.
Her up, too.
Yeah, I smoked her. I linked with her and smoked her, whatever.
Ben loves smoking up the bitches.
Hey, shut up, man.
Bro, anyways, I ain't gonna lie. When I link with females, I always smoke, too. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm gonna smoke anyways.
That's how I feel. I'm gonna smoke anyway. You right here?
It is what
it
is. We gonna
smoke together.
But nah, bro.
I ain't finna roll 2, 3, 4, 5 of the motherfucker, though.
Hell no. Nah, it was different, though, bro. So I ended up matching with her, talking. We linked within, like, a day. She lived in St. Cloud, bro, and I drove up there. met her at Gilberto's and shit. But she was cool though. Shorty was independent. She had her own whip, like, you know, and like, and she bought me food too. So I was fucking with it. I was like, hey, it is what it is, and she was comfortable with me. And I brought her to the little dam. It was like,
see how simple it be for niggas. She had her own car. She bought me food. It was cool. It be simple.
Real simple, bro.
It's simple. You know what I mean?
Right.
Go ahead though.
Real simple. So yeah, she bought me food and everything. So I was impressed. I was like, oh damn. So I brought her up to this little dam. We went down. We sat by the rocks and shit. And we was just chilling. Boom. You know, I got to kissing and shit. I brought her back to the whip. I had never done this before in my life, but shit, I always wanted to try shit. I was like, shit, let me get some head, right? When I tell you, there was like about 15 to 20 motherfuckers like walking around, like in public, like shit. This shit was public as fuck, and I'm over here getting some top, bro. She's top me. Shorty's going crazy too. I'm like, all right, bet. And she's trying to fuck. She told me she's trying to fuck. So I'm like, all right, boom. I mean, her whip too, comfy as fuck. We drive up. She pulls up to some, like, we ain't saying Klaus. She goes, like, some next town over, like, some shit called Sartell or something.
Oh, Sartell, yeah, but it's Sartell.
Yeah, so it's, like, this empty parking lot. So, when we get the fucking, I want to say, like, 15 minutes past a car drive by. She's like, oh, what was that? I was like, ah, nothing. Hey, you know how niggas be when you in the moment, you just going at it. I'm like, all right, nothing. Boom. Tell me why, about like 10 minutes later, a fucking cop pulls up. I'm like, god damn. So we putting our clothes on and everything, and it's a white girl. We in Minnesota, northern Minnesota type shit. So I'm kind of like, you know, I'm on edge. I'm thinking, I'm not talking to this nigga. And this is 2020. This is right after George Floyd shit and everything, right?
Right.
So it's the same summer. I'm not talking to this nigga. She goes out and she's talking to him. And he asked for our IDs and we gave it to this nigga. And like, she comes back and she tells me, she's like, he asked if it was consensual. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, what the fuck?
That shit fucked up.
Although she was 18 and I'm 23, but still, that she's 18. Like, you know? Like, why would you even ask that shit?
I mean, like, maybe he's doing his job, I guess. I don't know, but that's... It sounds a little shady, though, man.
Because your skin color, man.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm like, how the fuck would I be raping her if I'm in her car? And like, man, what the fuck, man? Get the fuck out of here. Like, that shit, I was just a little ticked off by that, bro. So that just kind of, like, killed everything off. I never got the nut, so it was whatever. Shorty actually ended up driving to my crib the next day, though, from St. Cloud. She was a real one. So I did end up getting my nut, so...
Like, what did you do?
You said what?
Didn't you say you were gonna show up to her job or something? You spooked her.
Man, shut up, man. I don't want to talk about that, man.
That's what you told me. I'm not even trying to be bogus. I was actually happy for you because she was decent. She was kind of fine. Okay.
She was cute.
Oh, that's the one.
I was salty because I fucked it up. But I fucked it up. But she ended up. But she was real. She drove an hour in the middle of the night. I was just FaceTiming. I was like, yeah, it's like through, boom. Came through and like, yeah, we fucked again.
Hey, it really do be like simple shit, you know what I'm saying, that girls could do to really make a nigga fuck with them, though.
Real shit. Yeah. Real shit.
Hey, man, you know what I realized too? Like, I hate that when there's that turning point, like, when you just realize that a shorty's not fucking with you, like, how she was.
Like, oh, damn. Yeah.
Real shit.
And when girls go, it'd be like an offspring to them. It'd be like, once they decide it, they just, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that shit be a killer, definitely.
Yeah, bro.
That shit fuck with your ego a little bit.
Yeah, it does. That's why what I try to do is I just try to, like, flex, bro, on, like, social media, like, try to get them back to hit me up. Because I don't, like, try to hit them up and try to force hit it. I realize that shit don't work.
That's what you can't do. Yeah, man.
That's why I see, like,
you damn well hit them up two, three times.
Man, just
leave your ass alone.
Yeah. Man, just so I don't really care. I'm gonna just say why I end up not fucking with Shorty. Basically, I asked her for some bread, And it was a little too early. I asked her for some money, and I said I was going to pay her back. And she just wasn't fucking with that, I guess. And
oh, you know what? I feel like you might have told me about that.
I'll be like, oh, I'll bring it to your job. What'd you say, bro?
Nah, man. I was debating going up there, man, because I was fucking with her. I was like, damn, I hope I didn't fuck this up. I was debating going up to St. Cloud because she told me where she worked.
Oh, yeah, fuck that.
But like my nigga P just said, in my head, it came up. I was like, fuck that. Ain't no way. Pussy was good, but shit, this pussy down here, like, you know? Man, that's a crazy thing, though.
Bro, like, when I'm into it with a bitch, I just be, like, posted hella packs, bro. Just make it seem like I'm super busy just trapping, getting this money. Like, this bitch isn't even on my mind. Even, like, it's like, bro, another thing is weed, bro. If it's not even my shit, like, I'll just post that shit real quick. Just to make it seem like I'm just hella busy. And then as soon as the bitch...
I mean, females do shit like that, too, though.
Yeah, I know. They should be working though because they always hit me up, bro. I'm like, hey, but isn't that my number one motto that I always say, bro? They'll always hit you up.
Right, bro. Shit.
What you think is
always? Hey, bro. But I was just telling.
It took me so long.
Yeah, what's up?
I realized how much girls love attention, bro. I wish I would have knew that shit.
They do love that shit. Bro. Yeah.
Hey, you know what it is these days though, for real.
What's up?
Like, all right, check me out. See, y'all kind of grew up in the social media era, so I don't know if y'all really going to be able to feel this shit or not, but, like, when I was in school with shit at one point in time, like, everybody wasn't the it girl. Mm-hmm. Everybody wasn't fine. You know what I'm saying? So all girls didn't act like that. But what social media did is all these girls could post their ass and all this sexual shit, and niggas be acting thirsty to them. They really ain't even cute like that. They ain't no bad bitch, but niggas act so motherfucking thirsty to them and make all of them feel like they are that it girl.
That's facts, bro. That validation that niggas don't realize.
Right. So when it be a chick who really ain't even all, you know what I'm saying? But she feeling like she is because of the attention she get.
Because the simp niggas. Because niggas on the internet every day say, oh my God, you're so beautiful. From average girls who you're right. Who
and are usually getting all the attention. The truth is, as men, we all do that, right? But because of social media, they get that shit 1,000 times a day.
Right. That's true.
Because we all do it as men. Some girls be just real cute. We be like, damn, you bad as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, she really ain't.
She really ain't, right.
She's got, like, an ass, bro, like some shit.
Right.
Just one feature, right?
Right.
One feature that really pops out, and you be like, damn.
Ooh, them lips. Like, you know, be some right. little, you know
or
what
even,
mean?
Like, it be, like, girls who just be cute. But really not like anything special.
Hey, yeah.
Other than just being cute.
There's some girls that I be seeing, bro, they be like, it's like they make me like semi hard, bro. And that's when I'm just like, oh.
What do you mean by that?
Nigga, like, I get semi hard by looking at their story or their
Oh, I mean, if they got the OnlyFans, all that shit popping on there, then I mean, you know what I mean?
My cousin's laughing at me and shit after he cock blocked. But now, like, bro, that's what I'm talking about. Like, bro, when P was saying, like, we all were guilty, we all do it. Like I said, sometimes, bro, I'll just see a bitch just make a certain kind of face, bro. And like I said, I'm just like, damn. Like, I don't know, bro. But one of my guys, bro, said a long time ago, that shit stuck with me. He said, bro, you treat a bitch like shit, she'll get it out the mud for you. But you put her on a pedestal, she'll fly away. And that shit always stuck with me. I'm like, damn. Because
it depends. It depends. Like, I mean, shit like that depends what kind of female you messing with, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true. Obviously, if it's your girl, you don't just treat her like shit.
Because a female can say they got a story about how they held a nigga down, the nigga blew up, and then nigga just, you know what I'm saying, kicked it to the curb. And, you know what I'm saying? So, it can go both ways.
Man, I saw this bad. I tried to holler at these bitches at Hooks. I ain't gonna lie. It was two black females. One of them was, like, chubby and kind of cute, but not as fine. But her friend was fine as fuck, like, fine, bro, 10 out of 10. And I didn't have a lighter, so I was like, hey, y'all got a lighter? And the not cute one came to my car. I was like, damn. And then I was like, what's up with your friend? She was like, what you mean? I was like, is she single? And she was like, nah. And then her friend came up and, like, smiled at me. And I was like, I didn't know what to say because she said she wasn't single. So I just, like, didn't say shit. But kind of feel lame about that, to be honest. Like,
shit, them be the ones that, like I just said a minute ago, you see a girl like that in person, and you know, on her social media, she getting 100-something likes every day. So yeah, it's almost like, what do I say to her?
Hey, going back to what people were saying about the girls, with the social media being amped, bro, it's so crazy, because I can tell in person the type of girls who are social media, like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, darlings, and who just really think they so bad because of the follow. Like, who just, you know what I mean? Like, I can, bro, like, there's a girl I worked with a while back.
The ones who really feel like they're bad.
I'm like, in my head, I'm like, you are straight. Like, you don't at best.
Right.
Average at best. Like, shorty, I can pull you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean?
The girl we saw downtown and you kind of treated her?
Wait, which girl, which shorty I treated?
It was, like, last summer. I don't know, you're just like, I have you on Facebook. And you told me, like, bro, this bitch.
Oh, yeah, that. Yeah,
she,
I'm like,
just, like,
low-key flavoring her, bro. Yeah, my, that dumb fat bitch. I'm like, okay, let's see. I seen this bitch I had on Facebook or whatever. I didn't really know like that. I just had her, and she was like a low-key a cat because she was looking bad as fuck on the media and whatnot. And I seen her, I was like, okay. I tried to talk to her. She tried to say some other shit. I'm like, okay, I have you on the book. You look fat as hell in person. You're really not that bad, like, right. You know, like.
That shit was funny as hell.
Yeah, like, she's like, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, bitch, who do you think you are? Like, so yeah, there's so many of those that you can tell, like, when you see them in person, like, yep, on the media, she probably a baddie. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
that's why people, I see pictures of people on social media, Snapchat, oh, yeah, and they all use a filter and shit.
It's always,
yeah, I'll never say you bad. The most I say is you cute. Because without that shit, you can't go from, like, looking real good to just fucked up. You can, but I feel you can kind of sort it in some situations, see through that shit, though.
Man, niggas gotta stop with this validation shit, bro. Otherwise, the game won't change, bro.
Yeah, I mean,
it's always gonna be there, though. Cause
bro, right now, I feel like it's like in the position, bro, where the females are in power right now, bro.
It's always been like that.
It's a female on my Snapchat.
It has not always been like that. Niggas, the pimps and shit in the 70s? What?
Well, but you gotta think, though, back then, like, females couldn't carry their own like that.
Yeah, man.
Like, job opportunities, everything was different.
They have money now.
Even in the early 90s, it wasn't like that, bro. They just was in control.
They have more ways of making money now.
But how you say the early 90s? That's the thing, though. They have more. By the mid, in the late 90s, in 2000s, women were in position more to enter to now. Mm-hmm. They don't need a man no more. No.
I mean, shit, I was born in the fucking 90s, so I don't know, but it just seems like, bro, like, motherfuckers had it more in control. Yeah, good looks.
But that's because they needed us more than they do now, though. Like, they ain't just taking anything now.
You said what about now?
Women not just going to take anything emotionally in a relationship now. Like, you ain't acting right and shit, they gone. They don't really need you. They don't lean on you. They can take care of themselves. Probably better than a man could. Like, it's a lot different now.
Facts. Most definitely.
Like, a lot of niggas be leaning on females, and females be helping us come up.
On some real shit. I feel like a lot of niggas do that because it's a pussy attachment.
I don't know, man. Like, I don't know. I would hope not, like... Especially when you're like a grown ass man.
On a female, like.
Nah, I'm saying leaning on a female, whether it's financially or even if y'all going like 50. Yeah, even if y'all going like 50-50 on shit too, though. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, or she hold down a little bit more than you do. You know what I'm saying? You kind of leaning on her or y'all leaning on each other. And then if you pop, you know what I'm saying? A lot of that is because of her.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Facts.
Hey, and you hear that story a lot. Like, it was a female. I just heard a nigga on a song recently talking about that shit. St. John. Bro, I just realized he was saying some real shit on that song, bro.
What song?
Nigga. He was talking about, I knew that wouldn't go well or working over there at the hotel. was I heard you got too lit last night? Is it that one? Nah, I don't think it's that.
I don't know, St. John go hard.
He was saying something about his, like, music career and how he's trying to get the pop and shit. His mom kicked him out. He was working at some hotel. Some female let him move in her crib. She held him down for a while. You know what I mean? And she was like, just keep going. Keep.
I don't know. I can't get a damn song. I'm not sure. It's cool though. But I fuck with St. John though. But yeah, on another note, man, up here.
I think this shit's out of control though, man.
So what crazy sex stories you got? Like, what was some
shit I got into?
What's some crazy stories you got? Yeah.
Nigga,
probably my craziest one. I was fucking with it. You said later. I was fucking with a female. She had a man. He wasn't really at the crib like that barely ever at this point. But
you knew she had a man.
Yeah, I knew she had a man. But yeah.
Niggas, man, niggas.
Yeah, man. But yeah, so I slide over there and shit. We used to kick it and shit. But yeah, one day I'm over there, we kicking it and shit, and like she done got ass naked. I done got ass, like I think I was. She was ass naked. I think I was actually selling my clothes on, like everything. But yeah, we heard a motherfucking with the keys at the door. You know what I'm saying? So she like, oh shit, he's here. You know what I'm saying? So I run, go to the kid room. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, where I'm supposed to go? It's a little
man,
small apartment.
Here, he was there.
Huh?
He showed up and you were beating?
Bro, I was finna fuck. She was ass naked.
She was ass naked?
Yeah. But the front door is by across from the balcony, so like I ain't really have a way out. And this nigga like 6'5", 6'6". I'm 5'8". You know what I'm saying? And like in a little space, like I ain't really trying to squabble with this nigga. I'm cool. So nigga, I run to the back. She runs to the bathroom, turn the shower on, like she finna get in the shower. I run to the kid room, hop in the closet. Bro, it's a bunch of toys, boxes, and shit in the closet, right?
Oh, shit.
Nigga, I'm in that bitch cramped up in a motherfucking fetal position.
It's a black girl?
Yeah, she... We ain't gonna give her... She was black. I ain't gonna give her too many details, but... But yeah,
like, share, comment the Brain Surfing Podcast on all podcast listening platforms, including YouTube. Come catch these waves.
So he come home, I hop in the closet and shit. The closet got boxes everywhere, toys and shit. I'm in a like fetal position, my back against the wall, my legs is cramped the fuck up. So the closet door, there's so much shit, the closet door don't shut. It's like half of it closed, half of it's open. I'm trying to like cramp up so my feet not hanging out on the open side. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nigga, it's a little crack where my head's at. So the lights out in the kid room, I hear him come in. They get to a little argument. I'm finna get a shower. He like, what the fuck? Something ain't right. So this nigga gets to looking around the curb and shit. Bro, I'm like, should I hop out right now? Should I wait and see? Because in my head, he gonna catch me easy.
Yeah.
Bro, this nigga come in his motherfucking kid's room tiptoeing.
No.
Swear to God, bro. Like, I see him. There's a little crack in the closet, so I'm looking. He come in tiptoeing. Look around. Leave out. Start arguing back with her. So I'm still in the closet, like...
There's a nigga in here type shit?
Bro, he kept arguing with her about a nigga being in the crib, but he never came in the closet, though.
Yeah.
Nigga, long story short, bro, they argue no bullshit. No bullshit. About an hour, hour and a half. The whole time I'm in the closet.
What is she saying? There's not a nigga in here.
Yeah, she... Back and forth, she arguing and shit like, nah, there's not nobody in the crib. Like...
Wow.
Nigga, he never came to the closet, though. I got lucky as fuck. But look, that went on for about an hour and a half. Then I hear the door open shut. The front door. Right? So I'm like, is that him or her? What the fuck? So she come, she like, Pierre. I'm like, yeah, what's up? Like, can I? She's like, he went out the door, but I don't know if he like leaving or if he come right back or something. I take one step and I'm finna get out that bitch. The door open back up. He come back in the apartment again. So I crept the fuck back up in that bitch. They argue again, nigga, for I don't know how long, but guess what? Nigga, I fell asleep.
No. No.
I fell asleep in the closet.
Oh, my God.
Bro, I was 100% vulnerable. If he would have came in at any point, I would have been fucked up. Next thing I know, she come in the closet, she's shaking me and shit. Pierre, wake up, Pierre. I'm like, oh shit, what's good? She's like, he left. Get out, come on. Then I get my ass up, jump off the balcony, start jogging back to my apartment, and he seen me running through the garages. Cause he came back in the apartment again. Luckily I was already out there, motherfucker. Yeah. But he seen me running through the garages though. You know what I'm saying? So from that point on, of course, like he knew
what the fuck was going on. Imagine if it was me, man, how I'd be snoring.
Yeah, this nigga could have never been.
Bro, I snore too. I'm surprised I wasn't snoring.
Damn, y'all niggas funny as hell. That's hilarious though.
Man, I was. Oh, I could have been fucked up, man.
Man,
that's crazy.
That's crazy as fuck. Shit. One crazy story I got. Man, it's crazy. Again, it was another female cheating. It is just a.
They be saying we dogs, but we been hitting a lot. Like in our experiences, yeah, we don't hit a lot of niggas. Not niggas female.
Bro, yeah, bro. It was another girl cheating. So it was a girl I met off an app, right? This black app, and I met her within the next day. Boom, she was down the link. I pull up, but this is a fatal mistake. I didn't drive.
Oh.
I took a Lyft. Boom, took a Lyft over there, you know, thirsty to get some pussy. I get in there, bro. Within 10 minutes, like, I had rolled up the blunt, but when we started smoking, bro, I had just met this shorty, bro. But she had came in with some booty shorts, so she already knew what it was. She said some shit about, let's go outside, let's go to the pool. Because they had a pool in her apartment. I'm like, alright. I put my blunt out. I just grabbed her ass and shit. I walked her to the room and shit. Boom. I started beating. I got comfortable quick. Something had told me it was off, though. Because she told me we couldn't go into one room. Because it was her quote-unquote roommate's room, right? But then I seen a nigga's name tag. A nigga's name tag right there. Right in her room. A nigga named like Tavante or some shit like that. I was like, I didn't know your name was Tavante.
Shout out Tavante.
That's what I said. I was like,
dude, goofy.
And that once I seen that, she said, oh yeah, roommate or whatever, or best friend, something along those lines. At that point, I had already known that she was up to something, right? So yeah, boom, I already hit whatever. Boom, we showered together and shit. Boom, I hit again. And at this point, I'm just waiting for my homie to come scoop. This nigga, actually. Waiting for this nigga Hans to come and pick me up. This nigga's taking forever. I'm just chilling, comfortable as fuck. And she's like, she's chill, but then she started making a little urgent. She's like, oh, when's your homie? Oh, and she's like, when's your friend coming? And I was like, oh, he's on his way. Like, I was like, then she's like, and at one point, she's like, yeah, I forgot her excuse, actually. I don't know what it was. It was just like some. My roommate coming. Oh, you gotta go or whatever. And boom, boom, boom. She kissed me or whatever. Boom, I went downstairs. Put my AirPods in. I'm just kicking it, chilling. I just seen some nigga walking. Whatever, just some nigga, right? Whatever. Go up there. Then she comes out. She had went to the store, I guess. She comes out to the front, gives me a kiss, goes back up. Then the same nigga comes back down. I'm just chilling, not thinking anything of it. The same nigga that I had just seen, right? He comes back down, and she confronts her. At this point, I just lower my music. I'm just like, whatever. And this nigga's like, how you know Sky? Because that's why she went by. And shit. I was like, I met her on an app. And he goes, What y'all doing? I was like, we were just chilling. He's like, what was y'all fucking? And at that point, I'm just like, yeah. Like, what the fuck? Like, what you want me to say, nigga? I was like, yeah. No, actually, I'm sorry. I mixed it up. At first, I said, oh, we were just chilling. Then he said, was y'all fucking? And I was like, yeah. That's what I'm like, yeah. So I'm like, man, this nigga got in his feelings. And then like he wasn't really on shit after that. He was just chilling. Well, I'm waiting for my nigga. And then this nigga said, hold up, I'll be right back. And at that point, I'm like, oh, hell no, I ain't trying to be part of no bullshit. I ran outside. I was like, I'm finna tell this nigga to pick me up from somewhere else. I ran outside, bro. Boom, 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 boom. I get to, like, the end of the fucking apartment parking lot and shit. This nigga had come back down. This nigga said, hey, where you going? I made some shit up. I said, hey, my ride coming. He's over here. He's like, oh, come back here real quick. So I came back. So
you tripping.
At this point, right? At this point,
shot your ass.
At this point, I just come back and like, I'm expecting if this nigga's gonna be on shit, he's gonna be on shit. He said something about his brother coming. So I like call my ride again. I call this nigga Hans like, hey man, this nigga, I think I'm finna get jumped over some pussy, man. Like, I'm really thinking I'm finna get jumped over some pussy. Like, cause I don't know what was going on. But this nigga wasn't being any kind of aggressive or nothing at this point. All he was, he was just being quiet and shit. I was like, yeah, I'm waiting for my ride. This is when he got in his feelings. He said, oh yeah, that's my fiance. I was like, damn. He said, that's my crib. He said, you was in my crib, man. I was like,
I'm laughing, but he was hurt. It's like, what he said, man, it's my fiance.
This man was really in
the... He was in my crib.
He was in my crib. I left that part out. He said that before, actually, right when he first said, how you know Sky? That's when he said that. He said, that's my fiance. She was in my crib. And this man. Then I thought, you know, what the fuck was going to happen? Then, boom, all of a sudden, my ride pulls up. And this man is like, no. This nigga Hans pulls up. And I'm like, and this nigga tells me, no, come here. Like, what the fuck you want, nigga? He's like, come inside. Let's go up. Like, nigga, the fuck? I ain't going up, bro. I don't know. I know niggas getting their feelings. Hey, and by the way, I don't care how anybody feels. For me, running right when he confronted me. Because people get in their feelings when any kind of love like that gets affected.
Yeah, that's some heartbreak type shit.
Some heartbreak comes up. Like, people have gotten killed many times for heartbreak and like crime of passion.
I'm not finna be into it with nigga. Exactly. I fucked his bitch.
Because
his aggression towards me is different.
It's completely different.
It's different.
Because I don't give a fuck. I just busted a nut. Like, what the fuck? I fucked her multiple times. Like, yeah, I'm like, chilling. And this nigga is just aggressive. Like, you know.
You in his crib too. Like, so, yeah, that's a lot, man. That's a lot.
I don't give a fuck. Alright, so I was expecting that. So, but at this point, this nigga wants me to come up. My ride's here. Nah, we gotta. I'm like, what? Like, nah. So I just hop in the car and I'm gone. And the crazy thing, you know,
Nigga, you was scared. Yeah, we was in the car, pull off.
I did say pull off. Shut the fuck up, nigga. Hey, shut up.
Oh shit. He said, nigga, you was scared. Hey, pull off. Hey, like that, 56, you're gonna die trying. Go.
I did tell that nigga to go. I said, go. I was like, bro, get the fuck out of here.
Oh, shit.
Wow, that shit was funny.
Hell, nah.
Damn, that shit just recently happened to you, too. That's crazy.
Yeah, man. Then the crazy thing, the next day, or either the next day or a couple of days after, you know me, I don't give a fuck. That was some good pussy. So, I was hitting her up again. And that one time, her nigga was with her. And this nigga got to talking shit and whatnot on the phone. And I'm just like, man, your girl's a hoe, man. I fucked your bitch, man. She's a hoe. Like, what do you want me to do? I'm trying to fuck again. And this man's like, oh, you wasn't talking all that. He's like, oh, you weren't saying all that when you was around me. I was like, man, you wasn't saying all that. That was my thing. I was like, you wasn't saying all. You wasn't being tough at all in front of me.
Oh, shit.
He was just trying to act tough. And then my homeboy actually gave him some words of wisdom. Hans, this nigga, he said, hey, man. Your girl was a hoe, man. She fucked another nigga, man. You gotta move on. There's no point in beefing with the nigga that she fucked.
Yeah.
He said have some respect for yourself, man. Be mad at her, like. So that's just, you know, that's just a little words of wisdom out there to everybody, you know.
Hopefully he ain't beat her up.
Yeah, that's another thing. She was telling me he be hitting her and shit, and that, you know, girls be. But who knows, man? Yeah. I'm pretty sure. Who knows?
Yeah, you never know.
They always be saying something just to justify it.
But if she's just out here cheating, blatantly.
Like what Hans just said though, because I've been with someone before too. Also told me about a relationship that was in for 8 years, where the dude was super aggressive, and he was beating on her. You know what I'm saying? And then I overheard talking to other people, whether on the phone or in person, when I'm in the back room playing a game at our crib or some shit like that, right? She got company. Telling the same stories, but it was different. Like, what really happened was she was beating his ass for a year and a half, 2 years. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't doing shit. And then one time, she had hit him with something, then he went crazy. And from that point on, the tables kind of turned. You know what I'm saying? Which don't justify it. It don't make it okay. But that is part of the story, though.
Yeah, bro. That's what they always do. Like, I remember when my girl cheated on me with my brother, man. I talked to her mom. And, me and her mom were talking about it and shit. And she's like, you know, I'm not gonna lie. I did ask her, like, why, you know, she would do such a, hurtful thing to you and shit. And, like, I was like, did he beat you? Because she literally thought, she's like, my first thought was that you, that you hit her and shit like that. And she, you know what my ex told her? Her mom, she told her mom that I fucking verbally abused her. Just how I yell at her and shit, like, and make her feel like a failure.
Hey, look.
Because she, like, cause she was a bum, bro. Like,
if a female, if a lady screams abuse in any type of way, like they get that. Like, whether it happened or not, like, people give that to them. Like, oh, yeah, he's one of them. Oh, yeah, bro, I understand. I get you. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Because her mom, bro, was fucked up. Like, her mom literally thought, like, damn, you fucked this nigga's brother? Like, did he put his hands on you? That you know what I'm saying? Held it in. She's like, oh, he verbally abused me. Because, bro, at the time, bro, I was 24 and she was 18. But, nigga, I'm trying to help her. Like, she was real lazy, bro. Like, and I was taking care of her, bro, paying for everything. And I'm trying to motivate her to, like, do so. Like, you're 18. Like, you have your whole fucking life ahead of you. You can do so much shit. You know what I'm saying? She's unmotivated, bro. Like, talking about, oh, like, I'm depressed and all this shit. But then wouldn't want to talk to me about it when I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying? So, like, the point is, bro, like, girls will always, in their mind, justify some shit to make them feel like it's okay. I feel like. When they do it. Where I feel like niggas don't do that. I feel like niggas, when they cheat, it's shit. I'm trying to get some pussy. Some different pussy. And I've been getting, like,
well, women is more of an emotional thing when they cheat.
Well,
sometimes they're just trying to get some dick, though, too.
You know what it is, though? Men can't say emotional shit like that, though. Like, say some real shit. I don't know if y'all ever really fuck with a female for real, right? Like on some love type shit, but if you did, right?
I mean, yeah, bro, the girl bitch that fucked my brother. Nigga, she was living with me we were together for damn near 2 years.
Right, so check me out, right? What happens is, it's like, and when that happens, you're emotionally hurt. You feel me?
Yeah.
But the way you express that as a man, you can't be like, yo, you hurt my feelings. Like, you fucked my brother. Like mostly, I'm fucked up. Like, I probably never trust a motherfucker again. You can't, like, as a man, it's like, you can't say that type of shit.
Yeah.
Or you gonna be like, oh, yeah, she a little dirty little bitch. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
So it's like, people don't get to hear that side. But it happened to men, too, and men feel that same way. We just can't express it like that, though. That's what it is. Girls is quick. Man, look, whether you hit a girl or not, whether you're verbal, abusive or not, if y'all break up and she says one or the other, then she is justified for leaving you.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it didn't happen. If she says that, most people will believe her and whatever her story comes along with that. And as a man, there's not nothing you can do about that.
Yeah, bro, it's fucked up. Because I know I wasn't verbally abusive. I was trying to, like, for me, it's like we're in a relationship. I want us to grow together. You know what I'm saying? I want us to fucking, we're on the same page. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't just be hustling, like, getting money, paying for everything, and you are just not doing shit.
Right.
And that's how this bitch cheated on me, bro, when I'd be at work. Like, I would be at work. She didn't have a damn job. Nigga, she would be at home fucking on my brother. Like,
yeah, that's wild. How you even find out?
How did I find out? From her her best friend at the time, who's there no longer. They fell off because she told her. Because she told me, you know what I'm saying?
Like her best friend at the
time.
One.
It was fucked up. Her best friend at the time didn't even tell me her her best friend's boyfriend. So, like, the four of us used to kick it all the time and shit. And she told her best friend, and then her boyfriend ended up finding out. And I also thought that was fucked up because they knew about it for a month. Because her best friend was like, well, you got to tell him and shit. They knew about it for a month, bro. And they saw that she wasn't trying to tell me. And shit, and like,
I mean, I wouldn't put that on them, cause like,
I mean, they try to act like they were, as a friend, Ben, you could tell, bro, you could.
Pierre, before you say that though, before you say that, Pierre, you gotta hear, understand the dynamic of the relationship, cause Hans was actually real close with the girl too. So he was saying, like, more of, like, a betrayal on her part, too.
And, like, even we they all was, used to throw, like, the four was, of us.
Right, so who knew?
His girlfriend, too, at the
was,
time.
Was so. The girls, were them two girls friends before you was friend with the friend? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they were.
So, yeah.
Yeah, were, so, I mean, so. That kind of, like.
They were for sure. But, like, no, I was just trying to, like, just explain to, like, the relationship. Like, bro, the four of us were always together. Like, it was like, you know, we go on double dates. We even took a little vacation. We got an Airbnb and shit one time. Like, we all were, like, close. You know what I'm saying? So I just thought it was fucked up. Like, y'all would be, like, hee-hee-ha-ha and in my face. And y'all know this bitch is fucking on my brother. And I still, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, bro. Because we were all supposed to be, like, friends. Even though,
yeah, if I was them, when she started fucking, once they knew she was fucking with your brother.
Who I thought about telling you, her boyfriend, because he knew too, and he as a whole, like, we started getting close, we started becoming, you know.
Yeah, once they knew, what they should have did was, they should have stopped being with, like, y'all together type shit.
Yeah.
Like, at the least, you know what I'm saying? Like.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucked up because she might never tell you. But like her or your brother should tell you, really though. Like between her and your brother, you would think like.
Wait, Hans. So hold up, Pierre. You bring up a very interesting point that I've never asked you about this before, because he's really hung up on this, and we've been talking about this shit. It's really deep on him. Would you have felt a different type of way if that nigga had came up to you and told you?
My brother?
Yeah.
Absolutely, bro, because my brother was running from me. He was a cop. CP, I don't know if you know this, too. When I found out, I immediately went to my brother and confronted him about it and shit, and confirmed that it actually, because he was like, no, bro, it didn't. He was denying it, bro. And once I confirmed that it actually happened, I beat the shit out of this nigga, and he called the police. And I went to jail for 6 days, bro. So after I found out about this shit, I had to go to jail for 6 days.
Yeah, dude. That's some bullshit.
Damn. Yeah, bro. And it was no contact, so I couldn't even go to the crib, bro. I was homeless for like 2 months, bro. I had to like sleep on people's couches, bro. Take Ubers to work, like I was like for real, like fucked up. And my brother didn't even, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, that's definitely some bullshit.
Yeah, bro. So like, yeah, if my brother would have came for it, he was not a man about it at all. Like, that's also like what made it worse too. It's like, bro, you gonna call the police too? And really, like, you know what I'm saying? I got a domestic, bro. Right. For fighting my nigga. Like.
For fighting your own brother, too. That's fucked up.
Yeah, bro. For real. And my mom is mad at me, too. I'm trying to tell my mom, like, this is a thing, too. Because, like, I had to put, when I went to jail, I didn't have, like, I had money, but I didn't have money with me. So I had to call my mom and jump through hoops to bail out. Jail and shit. I had to have my mom like go to the bank for all types of shit, you know what I'm saying? And like, she was also like mad, like it seemed like that shit made me mad too, because like, bro, you're not like she's like, oh, I don't know why you hit him and blah blah, like you never went through, like she was having no empathy, you know what I'm saying?
She don't know why you hit him, shit. I mean, oh man. Yeah, between your brother and old girl, I don't see how one of them didn't tell you.
Yeah, bro. That's what I'm saying. This shit went, like, for...
Like, your brother shouldn't do that, but if it did happen, he should at least be like, hey, man, look, bro. Hey, my bad, man. Like, I apologize. I shouldn't hit your bitch, but, man, she threw the pussy at me, bro. Like, I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. I caught it.
Yeah, You know what's crazy, bro? It's like several months before she cheated on me, my brother gave me a warrant. He was like, bro, she said some shit to me that I thought was kind of weird. And he said some, and I addressed her about it, and she was like, oh, I was just kidding, and all this shit. Yeah. God, and then another thing, bro, I thought was weird. I remember one time, bro, I'm not, bro. Like, God is my witness, bro. This shit really happened. Oh, I thought it was weird. Another time, I'm like, okay, because I know her and my brother had, like, a beef. This is, like, when they stopped, you know, fucking around and shit. But at the time, I didn't know. I just, like, I'm looking on the outside in. And then she's, like, said some shit. She was mad about this nigga. And she was like, yeah, him and his skinny little meth dick or some shit. And I was like, what? Whoa. I just looked at her crazy, like, and she looked at me too, like, oh, did I really just say that out loud?
So that before
you found out.
Before I found out, yeah.
What the? She's
dropping clues.
Damn, yeah. Clues on your ass, man. You were picking the motherfuckers up. God damn.
No, but so that one was just super wild to me. That I was just like, what? But the whole shit with my brother, like, when he warned me, I did, though. I addressed her about that shit.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, I was just kidding. I was not. Like, bro, this bitch was like, bro, every day she'd wake up and tell me, oh, I love you, blah, 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 bro. This bitch, one day, I'm not even, bro, like, I could not make this shit up. She tried to get me to go to the courthouse for us to get married, bro.
What?
Yeah.
I told you about this, bro.
Whoa, no.
Bro, I swear I told you about this, dude. Because, bro, you gotta remember, like, bro, when we first started kicking it, bro, I was talking about her a lot because I was still, like, going through it. You know what I'm saying? I told you about this. I swear I told you about this shit. Yeah, she literally was like, you know, we should go to the courthouse. And, like, she really was, like, serious about, like, oh, like, this marriage shit. And, like, bro, when I met, like, I ain't gonna lie, bro, when I started fucking with her, it was a month before she turned 18 and shit. But she, you know what I'm saying? I was with her till pretty much she was 19, bro. And, like, she was just a young-ass bitch, bro. Like, just, you know what I'm saying? The mind wasn't developed. Like I said, this bitch really was trying to get me to go to the courthouse. And I was like, nah, like, let's think about this shit. For real.
Yeah,
that shit's
fucked up.
Yeah, bro. Shit, wild as fuck. So that's why I'm also thinking, bro, this bitch isn't gonna fuck my brother. What?
Hey, what's the song he be like? The story don't start up great. I was just trying to get it all the wrong way.
What's
up? What you expect me to do?
This sucks to be you.
I think it is that one.
No, it's not on that album. It's on his newest one. His newest album. Yeah, that one. I don't know, maybe. It's this one?
He's got a tongue, I think. It's still not star. No. Is it? Oh, yeah. I think it is. Yeah. A girl holding him down. Oh, no, no. Yeah, hey, hit that shit,
check
bro.
Y'all snaps.
Huh?
I said, check y'all snaps.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, when I see girls like this, bro, just I get beat, bro.
Ah, damn, look at this shit. Hold on. I see it loading slow as hell.
You said what?
There you go. Oh, okay, yeah, she a nice little man.
She decent.
Subscribe. Hell no.
Yeah, I'm gonna add her though.
Yeah, she just gave me her number.
Word.
Hey, Hines, I don't know if you know, man. We had that whole shit recorded, too, though, man, for the Brain Surfing podcast.
Yeah, Ben told me. Man, he told me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's
it. Yeah, I wish I would have been able to do this one, though, in person, though, because, you know what I'm saying, it was talking about shit with my ex and shit.
Oh no, we can still dig into some shit though.
You said what?
We can still dig into some shit, still do same some similar topics, same topics though.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I can bring some females too on this motherfucker. I know girls like lately just busy with like school shit, just dumbass shit like my car window.
Come catch these waves. The Brain Surfing Podcast. I'm on some other shit, constantly giving content. Other niggas just came and went. My ex-bitch was light-skinned. Like the whip, I switched the tint. Said I got a podcast. This bitch think he's fresh and fit. Everything made me stand out. Never needed a handout. Podcast, high demand. Wow, they saying I'm the man now. Comments coming in. Brain Surfing say I'm too legit. The Brain Surfing Podcast on Instagram. Like a pic. Hey.